to mark my acquisition of a bus pass and the winter fuel allowance, my son and I canoed the 11.25-mile navigable length of the Grand Western Canal. Starting out from the canal basin in Tiverton, we paddled our way past Manly, with its memorial to the two RAF servicemen who died when their Canberra aircraft crashed into the canal in November 1961. And then some miles further on, we glided close to the village of Halberton, beyond which the dramatic breach of the canal took place at the start of this winter. Then on through south of Peveril, past Aishford and Burlescombe to the end of the canal at Lodwell, from where we walked out to the main A38 road and made our way to the Poacher's Pocket for a celebratory pint before catching a bus back into Tiverton. Well, in some ways, our leisurely waterborne route mirrored the journey of our lives, meandering along sometimes through clear, sunlit waters, at other times hacking its way through the choking weeds of adversity and beneath the tunnels of despondency, being chased by swans protective of their cygnets, as we were on a couple of occasions, seemed to represent the times when we are obliged to retreat from situations which would cause us harm. And the cheery waves of passers-by on the towpath reminded us of those whose encouragement is so much appreciated as we negotiate life's obstacles and trials. But there's another way in which the metaphor holds up. That 11-mile stretch of water was designed as only one small part of a much larger and longer project, which was planned to link the Bristol Channel with the South Coast. Similarly, our lives are but a prelude to a never-ending existence of accomplishment and experiences. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, intends that our relationship with him and God the Father transcend this present mortal pilgrimage and continue on into the kingdom of heaven's everlasting journey of achievement and creativity.